Okay, so I have started recording. Okay, I think it's a good time to go ahead and get started. We have a few folks still joining the call, so they can continue with that. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Siraj Mohammed, and I am an Azure architect. I'm based out of Austin, Texas. And I have been kind of with Microsoft for around 10 years. I have 15 years or more experience in various technologies. So currently, I've been working on Azure for quite some time. So today I'm going to talk about, my agenda is going to be first we will do a quick Azure service update, whatever new has happened this week. And then the topic of the day is application performance monitoring using Application Insight. And then we can have some Q&As. If you all have any questions, feel free to kind of type the questions in the chat window. I will try to answer it. My partner in crimes, Naveed and Andy, both are out today. So I will try to see if I can answer the question. I will. All right. So some Azure service updates. So we have GA'd Azure Media Eradication Service. So you can use the service to kind of blur the faces of people in your video clip. So this is quite impressive and mainly used by some of our police departments or other government agencies where they want to kind of once they capture the video, they want to kind of blur the faces of people to protect their identities. So this is GA'd in Azure. Another interesting one is we have launched the preview of Data Management Gateway with high availability and scalability, and this is mainly used for to move your on-prem data to Azure, especially with in Azure Data Lake or Azure Storage. So the third one is we have also launched a COCO framework for enterprise blockchain networks. So a few updates, and on this slide we have link for Azure blog, Azure update, and Azure roadmap. So these slides will be shared on our chat channel line page, so you all can go ahead and download these slides or click on these links to find more updates on Azure. Okay, perfect. So I can start what is Application Insight? So Application Insight is it's an extensible application performance monitoring or management service for web developers on multiple platforms. You can of course monitor your desktop applications as well. It also integrates with your Hockey app. However, it's a lot. It has a lot more features for monitoring your web applications. So this is the basic architecture of Application Insight. So as you can see here, Application Insight is a service that runs on Azure, and then when you are integrating your application with the Application Insight service, you will install some kind of small lightweight module. And if you are doing it at the build time, you will be adding some SDKs to your application, and that SDK will pull down some packages and integrate and make changes to your application, and so that your application can start communicating with Application Insight. Sorry, I just wanted to confirm. Can you all still see my slides? Can somebody type yes or no in the chat window, please? Okay, all right, great. So Application Insight not only monitor your application, so you cannot just integrate it at the build time, but you can also add Application Insight to your applications in runtime. So a lot of my customers ask me this question that, hey, I already have my application deployed in production. Can I still monitor my application using Application Insight? So the answer is yes. Of course, if you integrate it at the runtime, you won't be able to utilize a few features like adding your custom events or custom telemetry or counters to application inside. But when you integrate your production apps without making any changes to application inside, it still covers a lot of ground, and it will you can still do a lot of performance monitoring and proactive monitoring with that. And we will see that in some of our demos. So okay, so another as here you can see, it also integrates with all your dependencies. So let's say if your application is consuming several other services, for example, SQL Server or Azure Storage Service, Application Insight understands those dependencies and provide you telemetry about those dependencies as well. So once you have done the integration part, all of your data is collected and transmitted to Application Insight service running in Azure. And from there, you can do several things. You can fire up alerts, depending on some your exceptions or performance issues or any other anomalies that is detected by Application Insight. You can also move your data to Power BI. And not only that, but when you are deploying and debugging application, you can integrate Application Insight and you can monitor your performance and other insights in Visual Studio as well. We also have REST API endpoints for other extensibilities. And I'm going to cover these in some of the demos for you all to see how you can integrate. So one thing I see missing in this picture is OMS. So you can also integrate your app insight feed in your OMS as well. So if you have some IT pros in your organization who are monitoring the overall enterprise, they can also monitor the production apps running through their OMS dashboard. They don't have to come to Application Insight. So I'll go to next slide. And as you can see here, so this is kind of a bigger picture of Application Insight. So in the ingestion side, it can ingest the data by integrating Application Insight. We have open source SDKs for almost every popular platform out there. So you can see under the support, there is a list of all those platforms that can integrate Application Insight capability. So it is not just for .NET apps running on Windows Server. So we have open source SDKs for all these platforms. So, and like I mentioned, you can integrate it with running application. To do that, there is something called Application Insight Status Monitor. So you'll have to install that tool on your server where your application is running. It may be in IIS or it may be executable, and then you can do the integration of Application Insight. Then on the yes, go ahead.
Slide number six. Do you just want to specify if this on-prem, the left side is on-prem and the right side is Azure?
So
can you assume that?
Well, the left side can be anywhere. It doesn't matter. It can be on-prem. It can be in some other cloud. Or it may be your app running on with your Azure App Service. So this is great because it uses the communication through HTTP. It can be anywhere; it doesn't matter.
And there are deployment templates. How to create the VNets if we are on-prem on this?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so now here you can see that on the exploration, we can look at the portal monitor and the same thing. You can export it to all these different places. All right, so I think it's a good time for me to get into a demo. So the first thing I want to show you is how you can integrate Application Insight to a .NET app. So here in my Visual Studio, I have created a new project. And this is simply a web project. I picked up MVC template, and there is nothing in this right now. It's just a blank MVC template. I can go ahead and I can right click on my project here, and I can say, hey, I want to configure Application Insight. And right now I'm on Visual Studio 2017. If you're not, then you might have to install Application Insight SDK. But Visual Studio 2017, it is integrated with it, so I don't have to do anything. I just right click, said I want to integrate to Application Insight, and it will give me these options. And the first option, start free. So if you want to leverage the free edition, it will give you complete monitoring capabilities. However, you are limited to how much data you can push to Application Insight. And if you can always upgrade it to the next version, which is, so here it also gives you how much data is included, it's 1 gig per month. For any additional data, you can pay $2.3 per gig, and data retention is 90 days. So as you can see here, it picked up my account because I'm logged into Visual Studio. It picked up my Azure subscription, and you can see a resource. So this is my Application Insight resource. This is kind of a resource that I have to. I can either go on Azure portal and create an Application Insight resource, or I can specify here that, hey, you know what? I want a resource group which can be the new one, or I can pick an existing one, and I want to say, hey, my Application Insight resource name is going to be, something App Insight 3. And then I can specify location, and as soon as I click OK, it's going to go ahead and create a resource group for me if I have picked a new, and also an Application Insight resource for me. I'm not going to do it because it's going to take time. And once, as soon as you do it, you can click on register, and it will integrate your web app with Application Insight. So that's all. This is the step that you have to do to integrate. Now, I'm going to show you another app that I have already integrated my Application Insight resource to. So, okay, so this is a project, a simple project I've created. Now, this is once again an MVC application that's talking to a Azure SQL database, and I have done the same thing. I have integrated my app with Application Insight. So once I do that, I will see Application Insight configuration, and this is where the SDK or the NuGet package adds these configurations to my file for monitoring. So I did that. Now, as soon as I will, I can qu simply debug my application. So I'm not publishing right now. I can start debugging my application, and let me show you here. It's just loading, and on right-hand side, you can see in the diagnostic tool pane, I already start seeing several activities here. So here I can say create something new, a new record, just create it, and so you can see the telemetry right now here. Now, if I want to go and do look at details, I can always right-click, go to Application Insight from here, or on the top here, I can go to Application Insight and say, hey, I want to explore telemetry trends, and this will start, showing me the page views or exceptions right here, right in my Visual Studio. So, so this is one thing. This integration is great, Visual Studio. I don't have to go to any portal right now because I am kind of debugging. Though I can go to portal and I can see all this information because even I'm developing this application, I already integrated it, so I can go to portal and see exactly what is going on here. So if I page views, I can change what I want to see, dependencies and things like that. So so anyways, I'm done developing this app. Now I publish this application to my Azure app service. So I went ahead and I kind of published it. I created a publishing profile, and I can see some question for Solaris. I'll have to see. I don't know top of my head for all the platforms, but you know, if you can go and you can look for Application Insight page where you can see all the supported SDKs. It's and we can go through that. So here I've created, and as you can see, I'm publishing this application on one of my Azure web app, and I'm connecting it to one of my Azure SQL databases. So I've done the publishing. I'm not going to publish here because it's going to take time. So I have already done that in advance. So I'll show you, make some changes, and show you how it looks. So now here you can see it's my to-do app. I can create a new to-do. So something. And so this is probably my first hit and of the day. So it took some time, and but it created this. Now I can go ahead, look at detail, kind of edit it. And while I am doing all this, because I have integrated it with my application Insight, I can go here and I can go to my App Insight. So this was my resource, my application Insight resource that I have created. So I can go here and I can see the live stream here. So I am at the live stream. This is one of my favorite feature as well. So if I am making any changes here, or, you know, if as a user, I am clicking and I am going through all these pages. Now, if I go to my live view, if I can, you can see all this. You can see. All right. So somebody says they can't hear me. Can anyone confirm if you all hear me?
Yes, we can, at least I can hear you.
Okay. All right. So I will continue. So as you can see here, I can see my incoming request. I can also see the duration, request duration. So if you remember, my first request took some time. So you see this blue dot here. It took about 40 milliseconds, and my rest of the request took less time. The same thing. There are several of these charts which you can go through and explore.
So,
Yeah.
is yes, it's still, if I'm on-prem and I'm using App Insight, there's got to be a skew with respect to response time and latency because I'm traversing the network.
Yes, of
Okay.
course, there will be some delay because you're traversing the network
So
in this live stream.
therefore, I don't know if how accurate that would be if my latency consideration is, let's just say, 25 millisecond. Probably that skew is going to be a lot more because I'm traversing the network.
So that won't be reflected in your request duration to kind of. So let's say if you have deployed a web app on-prem and a user is coming and hitting that request. So this request duration is that request duration. Now, from your on-prem, the Application Insight will send that particular data point to Azure Application Insight. So there might be a latency delay between on-prem App Insight request to reach to Azure, but that will be so that will not add a request duration delay for users. So that will be still accurate.
So you're saying basically this can be ignored.
Yes. So
And
this can.
have you had customers that use it in on-prem application and app
Yes.
site?
Yes,
Okay.
several customers uses it on on-prem applications because, you know, a lot of customers are still moving to Azure, but this is a great tool that they're using. Okay, so I will move forward. I have 10 minutes and I have to cover a lot of stuff. So this was my live streaming. So, but I the way I like to start is looking at this is just go to the configuration tab of Application Insight. Here you have a getting started. So this getting started give you the entire documentation and everything that you need to know about it. So if you want to learn how to utilize Application Insight in your application, you can go to getting started. It will provide you all the snippets, dependencies, whatever you need to load. Though because I use Visual Studio 2017, I could just right click and add it. So like here, if you see monitor and diagnose client-side applications. So let's say if I just have a simple a website and created in maybe WordPress, right? Or created in simple HTML JavaScript. So it's telling me this, hey, just add this snippet on your HTML index page, and then that's all you have to do, and then we will start to collect your telemetry. So pretty a lot of information here on this page. Okay, now I go back and let me show you application map. Okay, still generating. Generally, it doesn't take this long. Okay, so here you can see, okay, so something. Let me refresh again. So here you can see this is my application insight dependency map. And here you can see it is telling me that, hey, you're connected to SQL Server. And on this, I can go here and then it'll start showing me all the telemetry about my SQL Server. So here there were a few exceptions that I kind of caused intentionally. So my app was not able to connect to SQL Server. So this was captured here. And I can go further in detail and look at those exceptions further here. So you can see dependency calls. And I can see this is my exception. And So you can go through all these details about any exception that happened in your application. So let me go further. So I don't have time to go through all those links, but definitely a lot of information here. This is the investigate tab. So this is where you can do all kind of investigation related to your application, especially with respect to a response time, with respect to the exceptions, etc. So, and this is okay. Let me take you to failure tabs. So this is most interesting because if you're running a production application, you want to make sure that if anything is failing, you are aware of it. So if you go to failure, it is going to show you. Okay, so this is the operation means like so user tried to came on index page and there were total 24 failures, which I intentionally caused. And you can go here and you can see, this is giving me exception saying, hey, login failed for user demo user. So this is the exception that I kind of created by providing a wrong username and password. So it is showing me this exception here. So I can go to stack trace. I can look at all the detail. However, this also integrates pretty well with your Visual Studio Team Services. So now because I see there is this exception and I can go ahead, click and create a new work item. And I can create a new work item and this work item will be added to my Visual Studio Team Services site. So let me show you that. So this is my Visual Studio Team Services site. So right now there were four and I just added another bug. So you can see the straight, it comes to my VSTS and it will also provide all the exception information here for developers to go ahead and fix it. So pretty neat capabilities for monitoring your application. The same thing you can do here. So you can see the performance wise, it tells you that how long it took for a page to load. As you can see, average duration for loading index pages kind of 2.3 milliseconds, and you can see all this if there were any outliers when the page load took more time than it should be taking. You can go to server and this will show you all the performance counters from the server. So right now this is hosted on the app service, so it's showing me the performance counters from one of the Azure VMs where it is running, and you can see you can go further in details and review those performance counters. So this was on the monitoring side. Now, if you want to see the usage trends, so this is where this might be really interesting for, you know, some kind of a marketing website where the marketing department wants to keep track of how many users were coming, and then what kind of sessions were created. So as you can see, most of the top five visited pages, top five browsers, and if I go to sessions, actually, I can it will show me the complete trail. So I click on one of the sessions, and it shows me, okay, so this user came on this page, and then it navigated to all these different pages from this. And I did it intentionally so that I can see the complete trail. So this will also show me my the complete load. So let's say if it's a shopping site, it'll show me the complete funnel that, hey, user came to this page, from here it went to shopping cart, etc. So yeah, funnels, retention, like how many, what percentage of users came back, all this information can be found here. All right, so we still have 3 more minutes, and you all can go and explore all these great features of Application Insight. But for now, I want to show you a couple more things, like how would you integrate it with Power BI? So a lot of people ask me that, hey, how can I get all this data in Power BI? So it's very simple. You go to your Power BI, you click on Get, and here we provide you Application Insight Connector. You click on Application Insight Connector, and then you provide your subscription ID and your resource name, means like your App Insight resource, which was created. And as soon as you will do it, it will connect you to your Application Insight resource. So here I connected it, and you can, as you can see, it is pulling all the data in my Power BI from Application Insight. So one integration. The second one, I love this one as well. So this was recently launched. So what you can do now is you can hook up your Logic app. And as some of you might know, it's like Microsoft Flow, where you can, it's a PaaS-based application. It's like a workflow application, Visual Designer. Here you can say, hey, integrate with my Application Insight. So on the recurrence, you can see, I have set up a kind of a job that runs once a day. It integrates with my Application Insight, and I am querying on exceptions, and for each exception, send me an email. So great connection with the Logic app as well. Now, a lot of my customers ask me, hey, how can I integrate with the OMS? So once again, it's pretty simple. You go to your OMS portal, and here we provide you a connector that is called Application Insight Connector. You do the same thing. You click here, you provide your Application Insight resource ID and subscription ID, and it will hook you through your Application Insight Connector through OMS. And then once you are associated, you can see your Application Insight telemetry here in your OMS page. So this is pretty neat. So you can go and review all the details. Now, before you all leave, I wanted to show you one more thing here. So if I go to my performance tab. Oh well. Okay, analytics. So this is super powerful tool. So you can go to analytics from your Application Insight overview tab. And this will open up your whole new world to query all the logs and all the data. As you can see, these are all the tables where Application Insight is storing all your data. And you can run some queries here. So let's click on some common queries like top 10 countries the traffic is coming in 24 hours. And you can run these queries and quickly get the information here. You can do a lot of queries here. This is open, like usage, error, performance, and the learning. This is pretty simple. You have all the resources here to learn this. You can also set up alerts here as well. So if anything goes wrong, you can set up alerts on different metrics. So say, hey, my performance page load time is taking more than 10 milliseconds. Send me an alert. So it will send you alerts. Also, there is a machine learning going in the background. So if your application page is generally take 2 seconds, but for some reason they start to take more than 2 seconds, then the machine learning will trigger the failure anomaly or performance anomaly and send you the alert. So I know that there is a lot to cover and I cannot cover, so I just wanted to give you all a teaser to go ahead and try it yourself. It's pretty simple. As I said, open Visual Studio, connect to Application Insight, just do some kind of quick testing and quick refreshing the pages, and you'll start to kind of see all this information there. Okay, so I think we are at the top of the hour. Anyone has any questions? I know that there might be some questions in the chat window, and I could not take it because I was not looking at them. So if you all have any further questions, I can give you, you can always email me. You can always find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, or you can also send me email, send us email on our Azure Power Lunch email address. Let me paste it here for you. Right here, so send us information here. We also have our channel line, and let me post you. So this is our channel line link. So this is where I am going to upload this this presentation and the slides. So if you all have any question, you can reach out to me through channel line with your comments. All right, so thank you everyone for joining the call and staying with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot.